who can be saved. Dear friends, we have a passage from the Bible that is always, always grossly misunderstood. Because sometimes, oh well, look at me, I'm not rich, so this is not for me. But that's not true, dear friends. The disciples realized that Jesus was talking not just about money or property, but about every gift that God has given us. About every gift that God has given us. Peter was a fisherman. He was poor. Maybe Andrew, Matthew, the tax collector, probably may have amassed some wealth. But a great number of those who followed Jesus were not rich in human property. But they knew that Jesus was also talking about them because they asked this simple question. There, who can be saved? They know that beauty, handsomeness, talent, all these are riches with which God has blessed us. How do we use them? How do we use everything God has given us? The gift of our children, the gift of husbands and wives, the gift of employment, the gift of a beautiful country, the gift of a church community, the gift of ourselves and the talents that we have. How do we use them, dear friends? Because the young man who came to Jesus, in fact, he told Jesus, I have been righteous all of my life. I haven't defrauded anybody. I have honored my father and mother. I have done this, I have done that. I have kept everything from the law, in the law. But there was something disturbing him. He knew that there was something lacking in his life. And that's why he came to Jesus. What else can I do? There is an emptiness in me. There is a void I have not filled. There is something I still lack. Let us cast our minds to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he talked about love. If I preach the gospel, if I speak in the tongues of angels, if I do this, if I do that, but do not have love, I am nothing but a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal, just an empty shell. Probably that was the young man's problem. Maybe he kept all of these laws out of, well, I don't want to get into trouble. Probably he lacked love. Maybe he never reached out to anybody who was in pain. Maybe he never expressed sympathy and empathy to people who were suffering. Maybe he never volunteered for anything in his community. Maybe it was just selfishness. But whatever it was, even though he had kept the law, even though he had lived a righteous life, something else was lacking. Something else was missing in his life. And Jesus told him, you have a stumbling block. What are those stumbling blocks in our lives, dear friends? When we kneel down to pray, when we interact with people, when we go deep into our consciences and we find that there is a void, let us ask ourselves that question also. What is that stumbling block that is making me not be totally fulfilled in my worship of God, in my interaction with people, in my living out my Christian life? That was the question he wanted answered. Unfortunately, he fell into what I fall into all the time myself. He had a preconceived notion of what he wanted Jesus to do for him. He wanted Jesus to praise him and tell him, there is no problem. I want it all the time. But Jesus said, no. Do the hard thing. Do the right thing. Remove the stumbling block from your life. Sell all you have. That is your problem. Even though you did not defraud anybody to get your riches have become your problem. Sell all you have. Give to the poor. And then you have treasure in heaven. Whatever it was he was doing, I do not know. But like I said, his problem is mine. I always come to God with a preconceived idea. I pray and want God to validate what I have prayed for. How about listening to God, dear friends? The first reading, the Book of Wisdom, attributed to Solomon. The first line is very, very pointed. I prayed and wisdom was given to me. I prayed and wisdom was given to me. Dear friends, when we have that void that this young man had in our lives, let us pray and then listen to God for the wisdom. Let us pray and listen to the direction that God will give us. Because life is so much more than laws and regulations and commandments. Life is so much more complicated than what is written down for us to do and not do. If it were not, I doubt if this young man who represents each and every one of us would have come to Jesus troubled in his soul because he had followed what was written and what was not written. We can be in the same boat, dear friends, but life is so much more than that. When we face those complications of life, let us pray for wisdom as Solomon did. Let us pray for wisdom and then listen to God. I repeat, my problem is praying and wanting God to validate what I already have in mind rather than listening to him saying, "My son, this is the direction I want you to go. Remove that stumbling block that is causing the problem in your life." That is what we ought to do, dear friends. That is the message for today. Because what is impossible for God to do, as Jesus said in the gospel, what is impossible for God to do is to refuse us the gift of wisdom, is to refuse us his abiding presence when we call out to him. But we have to open our eyes to see God when he is in our midst. We have to open our ears to listen when God is speaking to us. We have to be open to do the hard thing when God says, "Sell all you have." Probably not property, but sell the pride that is keeping you from true worship. Sell the lack of love that is keeping you from true worship. Sell the isolation that is keeping you from being a true community member. Let us be open to doing the hard thing in order to draw up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Peace be with you.